Hey everybody, this is Alan Fine. I'm here with Stephen Gamau, who's the Regional Manager, Americas and West Africa for Kenya Airways. Kenya Airways has been working with Kenya Tourism Board, and they are making a big push to bring North American travelers to their destination, and we're going to talk about that here on Insider Travel Report. So the big news, Stephen, is let's talk about those flights from New York City.
Yes, thank you, Alan. We have some very exciting news. This year, we have grown our capacity by at least 60%. And that means we are flying daily year-round in this year. And beyond that, even for the summer season, we've introduced two additional flights twice a week, meaning now we fly nine times weekly between the month of June and September. So giving our guests a wide choice of what we are able to offer in terms of connectivity between the U.S. and Kenya.
This is all New York?
Everything is into New York, but remember we work with Delta Airlines, so we are able to offer much more connectivity beyond JFK to all over the U.S. and even in Canada.
So let's talk about the airline in general. Just give us a history. I mean, we really don't know. How long has it been around? What's the fleet like?
All right, so Kenya Airways was born out of East Africa Airways. So initially, there was to be East African Airways that was Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania. And then when the East Africa Cooperation, fell apart, Kenya Airways was born, and that was in 1977. Fast forward, KQ has remained a strong carrier within the East African region and within the larger African continent. We are, top five of the big airlines in the continent. The only carrier flying nonstop between the East Coast of Africa to East Coast of the US, mm-hmm. with nonstop flight daily on a Dreamliner 787. Mm-hmm. So very comfortable flight. And
how big is the fleet?
Our fleet right now is 34 aircraft, with the long-haul 787s being nine out of that. And then the rest is the narrow-body aircraft where we have 15 Embraers, and the rest is 737 Boeing aircraft.
But you've been flying from New York to Nairobi since 2018 through COVID, really.
So we started our first flight out of JFK on 29th October of 2018. So 2019 was, our first full year of operation. And then, March 2020, COVID happened. So, we went down and, borders closed. And then later on in November 2020, we resumed our flights. So 2 years after that, it was COVID recovery period. But last year was our first year where we really saw good recovery, and we did better than 2019.
That's what I was going to ask. Okay.
Yeah, did better than 2019. And this year is our best year yet. So if you look at the 5 years of operation, taking away 2 years of, COVID happening, within 3 years, we've grown the flight into more than a daily flight year-round, and being an ultra-long-haul flight, that's quite an aggressive and good growth for this market.
As we're talking about the entire airline, let's just talk about the mission and the vision.
Yes, so KQ's mission is to propel Africa's prosperity. And we do this in different ways. One is promoting tourism, like what we are doing today. Tourism has a trickle-down effect, to communities. It's sustainable business. So that's one big economic driver on how, Kenya supports economic prosperity of Africa. The next one is connecting people, markets, and cultures. So, we transport goods and services between, around the world, as you well know, Kenya is one of the biggest producers of fresh produce. We actually top producers of and exporters of flowers to Europe, and KQ plays a big part in that. Maybe you didn't know this, but if you go to a supermarket in London, there's one in three chance that that flower is Kenyan. And being a perishable product, then it means that the airline connectivity is key. So we do that through our passenger belly capacity, but also our dedicated cargo freighters that are now serving Africa, within Africa, and also the Middle East.
You also pride yourself on their safety.
Yes, actually, KQ has been, you know, a very safe airline. If you look at our values, safety, you know, is one of the core values. We've got customer, we've got, you know, integrity and accountability. These are our core values that guide us, and we feel that all these come together to ensuring we offer an excellent service to the customer.
Give me an example of customer obsession.
Well,
because it's something you guys brag.
Yes, we brag a lot about customer obsession. And to even show the importance of this is it comes right from the CEO. And I'll give you a personal experience. During COVID, when the borders were closed and we did not have flights coming yet to North America, most Kenyans flying back home were taking an American carrier into Europe, London. At that point, we had all these charter flights in London, and then, you know, they get back home. And we had this particular instance where one of the customers, when they got to London, instead of connecting directly to our flight in Europe, they ended up going to claim their bags, whereas we had advised them that we will take care of, you know, reclaiming the bag from the American Airlines and making sure that it connects. But the customer decided, let me go claim my bags, went through immigration and missed the connection to Nairobi on a charter flight. So this is
the
time.
The bags would have been.
Yeah, the bags would have been, but because they crossed through immigration, the minimum connecting time did not work, and they ended up being left behind. And the charter flights were not regular flights. So what we did is that at that point, because of the low demand, we had converted part of our Dreamliners to be Praetors. And what Praetors do is that we had, at that point, it meant that you have your passenger aircraft operating as a cargo aircraft. So the whole of the back side was cargo. Yeah. And what we did for this customer was to work through all the necessary approvals to get them on the cargo aircraft to travel.
That's
as a
customer obsession right there.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, so the business class cabin had not been converted, but we literally opened check-in for one customer, obtained the necessary approvals with all the civil aviation and everyone, and this customer made it home. When we talk about customer obsession.
Can you fly to more places?
Of course. We are looking at that. Yeah. We've just started new routes. We have Eldoret that is just starting shortly. We have Maputo that is also starting within this year. So we are really, you know, looking at growing both in new destinations, but also in terms of the capacity offering, the U.S. being a good example, and also Europe.
Let's start to wrap up because we got to think about the travel advisors who now are thinking about using your airline.
Yes.
First of all, let's tell them, what does being a member of the Sky Team mean?
So being a member of the Sky Team is really working with a group of airlines that are a best of the best. So if you look at this year, Sky Team was actually voted to be the top alliance, you know, amongst all the big alliances. Sky Team took the top award of Alliance of the Year award. And specifically, if you think about KQ and SkyTeam, it means you're collaborating with the best of the best. And this is for the North American market, it's Delta Airlines. For Europe, you're talking about Air France, KLM. And it's also about offering seamless options for the customers. It also means that the customers can earn and burn miles across the board. So for instance, If you have a Delta Sky Miles loyalty program, right, you are welcome to come and fly on Kenya Airways, and you'll be able to, with a Delta ticket, still earn and burn your miles on our flights. Mm-hmm. So within SkyTeam, it means we offer you options with the best of the best in the industry. Right. Yeah.
Well, that's great. So now we go out to over 126,000 travel advisors. Let's tell them how to look you up. What's your URL? And what else do they need to know?
All right. Our URL is www.kenyahalfandairways.com. You can also reach us on 24/7 basis on 1-866-536-9224. That's a 24-hour line that you can reach us on. And, you know, you're also welcome to visit us in our Midtown office, you know, in Manhattan. We are on WeWork on 37th and 7th. You'll meet us there, and we're happy to see you there.
For those of you in New York, that's easy. For the rest of you, come visit New York. Anyway, Stephen, thank you for talking to us.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan, and this has been a big pleasure.
And this is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.